And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Joe Biden said he will deliver a speech Thursday on border security. There have been large increases in the number of migrants at the border with Mexico, even as a U.S. public health law remains in place that allows American authorities to turn away many people seeking asylum here in the U.S. Immigration will be among the top talking points at the summit Monday and Tuesday when Biden and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau are hosted by Mexico President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador. Republican leader Kevin McCarthy's bid to become the next Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives fell short Wednesday when, for a second day, a small group of conservative lawmakers withheld crucial support and multiple rounds of voting, saying he was not ideologically strong enough to lead. The state has left the chamber where Republicans hold a slim lead, unable to conduct business. The House will convene Thursday. The leader of the World Health Organization is concerned about the spread of the coronavirus in China. We get more from the AP's Ed Donahue.
Tednos Adnan Ghebreyesus wants more data from the Chinese government. He's worried about the risk of life there. Throughout December, China recorded only 13 official virus deaths, despite many thousands of cases every day, and reports about overwhelmed hospitals, fever clinics, and crematoriums. Earlier this week, Chinese officials sharply criticized testing requirements imposed on visitors from China and threatened countermeasures against countries involved, including the U.S. and several European nations. Tedros says the reaction is understandable because countries are taking steps to protect their citizens given the void of information about the coronavirus. I'm Ed Donahue.
Beginning Friday, Ghana will toughen restrictions on all air travelers from China because of the increase in COVID-19 cases. Ghana announced it on its website that passengers arriving from China must present a negative PCR COVID test result no older than 48 hours before departure and undergo another test on arrival in Ghana without charge. For more news, please join us at VOA News. This is VOA News. Somalia authorities say two bombings targeting officials Wednesday killed at least 15 people in the town of Mahas in central Hiran region, where, well north of the capital Mogadishu, Islamist militants group Al-Shabaab claim responsibility for the attacks and claims targeted the main government base in Mahas. Since Somalia's president, Hassan Sheikh Mohamud, declared an all-out war against the militants last year, the group has carried out bombings, killing more than 100 people, mostly civilians. Iran has released a prominent Iranian actress nearly 3 weeks after she was jailed for showing support for anti-government protests. We get more from the AP's Karen Chalmers.
The star of Oscar-winning film The Salesman, Taraneh Ali Dousti, was released on bail. Ali Dousti is one of many celebrities expressing support for a wave of protests throughout Iran before her account was disabled. One of her posts voiced her solidarity with the first man to be executed on charges linked to the protests. The demonstrations mark one of the biggest challenges to the Islamic Republic, which has responded with a harsh crackdown by security forces who have used live ammunition and tear gas to disperse protesters. I'm Karen Chamas.
In other news, people in the western U.S. state of California are bracing for a huge storm.
We don't know what to do. We're just waiting for the storm to pass. We're just hanging on the best we can.
Ahead of the storm, officials ordered evacuations in a high-risk coastal area where mudslides killed 23 people 4 years ago. California Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency to allow for a quick response and to aid in cleanup from another powerful storm just days earlier. Dozens of flights were canceled at the San Francisco airport, and San Francisco schools have canceled classes for Thursday. Pope Francis will preside at a funeral mass in St. Peter's Square on Thursday for his predecessor, former Pope Benedict, who died on Saturday at the age of 95. There will be official delegations from Italy, Benedict's native Germany. Most countries will be represented by ambassadors to the Vatican. In a move that amplifies the debate over access to abortion here in the United States, the Food and Drug Administration this week ruled that a drug used in the majority of abortions here in the country can be dispensed by retail pharmacies to individuals with a valid prescription. I'm Michael Brown.